7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Something going on over the Manchester United house. Huh. All right, and as the intro winds itself down, we come to the part where I say, it's 1930 UTC, and that means it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe. And I'm down here on, what street is this? I don't know. Parkview? What am I doing? What's happening? I'm sneaking up on a marmot den. I am sneaking up on a mati den. Because I want to see some matis today. But I don't see any matis. Not yet. But I'm not all the way up there. But behind me, and slightly to my right, some guys are rebuilding a retaining wall or something over at the Manchester United house. I call it that because they used to fly, when I first moved into this neighborhood, the people who lived in that house used to fly Manchester United flags. And I appreciated that. Okay. Getting closer to the marmot den now. I'm down at the creek. And I'm peeking in. And I don't see any marmots just standing around. But all these nettles are now about chest high. Wild cannabis is up to my knees. I don't see anything. Yeah, so anyway, I'm down at the creek today. Because it's a fairly nice day. After the weirdness of yesterday, we've got today. Mostly cloudy, 21 degrees. about, I don't know, 70, 71 for my American listeners. Ooh, here's some fresh evidence of star-nosed moles. Oh, and here's a hole. Wow, a mole hole. I found one. These are hard to find. Come out, Mr. Mole. Star-nosed moles are so cute. Oh, and there's some kind of flying bug over there. He's buzzing around. It's not a bumbler, so I'm not interested. Right, so I decided to come down to the creek today. Before the weather got sort of bad. It's nice. It's actually nice. I thought it was going to be a little bit too warm, but if the sun comes out, it's going to get hot. We got some humidity, but we got a little bit of a breeze, so things are kind of tolerable. This is not going to be an all-creek episode. We're just coming down here today to do a quick check for some of our favorite creek things, which include, but are not limited to, marmots, owls, golf balls, mushrooms, star-nosed moles, and don't get me wrong, there's other plenty of other fascinating things down here in the creek, bumblebees, etc., rabbits, turkeys, ducks. Let's see what we find today. I have walked under the canopy. I'm walking along the side of the little ravine. It's actually a really big ravine. And I'm looking for marmots because they like to get on those logs and sit there and do Mati's things. Smells yummy down here. Where are these flowers that I can smell? Somewhere upwind, there are some flowers that smell delicious, like candy. Why can't I get candy that is this flavor? I mean, I can get so many other exotic candies. I can get mango-flavored candy. I can get lychee-flavored candy. I can get, I don't know, all kinds of weird stuff. Why can't I get these flowers? as candy. I don't know. I'm going to have to do it myself, which means I'm going to need a steam distillation rig, which I still don't have. But I really need, because I dream of distilling catnip. Yeah. Ooh, hey, there's mosquitoes down here now. That's not good. So I'm probably going to get eaten by bugs today. All right. I'm down. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tob, we know you're down. Thanks. So I'm down on the valley floor. And I'm trying to think. Yesterday, was it a good golf day? Oh, it was windy. And it got very hot. It got very hot yesterday. It hit like 32 or something. Okay. I'm now looking into the creek for golf balls. There's white golf balls. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 white golf balls that I can see from up here on the bank. We need to go down in here, though. Because I keep seeing bottle rocket sticks. That's another thing that has happened since we were down here last. Some kids came down here with a dozen bottle rockets. And we're playing with bottle rockets. Good for them. I love bottle rockets. Now, is that a blue golf ball in the water over there? No, that's a smashed plastic piece of something. Okay. So I'm actually down in the creek now. Sinking slowly into the sand. Not 40 centimeters from the water's edge. And I'm going to walk through here a little bit. See, you got to get down here low sometimes. You got to get low. Golf balls are low. And this golf ball, oh, there's one I didn't see. It was in the mud. Is that golf ball pink? Is that a pink ball? That is the most faintest pink golf ball I've ever seen. We need to investigate this further. So, I will grab this stick. Is this a good choice of sticks, Tob? I don't know, probably not the best choice, but I'm a good monkey. This is an unusual ball. Okay, I think I got it. Aha! No wonder it seems so unusual. It is a Volvic. And it is pink. Let's wash it off here. Yeah, okay. This is a strange golf ball. I thought this was a white golf ball when we were... See, this is why you come down and you got to get closer to the golf balls so you can identify them properly. I thought this was a white golf ball and I was going to walk away from it. It is not a white golf ball. Oh, and there's another white golf ball driven into the mud. This is a pink golf ball. It is a Volvic. A Volvic number 4. But this is the most faintest pink golf ball I own. It is even fainter than that one crystal finish pink ball that I have. This one, you can barely tell it's not white. But it has lavender writing. It says Volvic 4 in, you know, very light purple writing. Oh, there's some text on the side. And it says Lady 350 3-piece. I don't know what that means. But I'm just glad we have this unusual golf ball today. Found an exotic golf ball. Okay, so let's step over the water here, make our way to the sandbar in the middle of the creek here. Check these other golf balls. That's just a white golf ball. That's just a white golf ball. Look up into the golf ball eating ravine. Any golf balls up there? Don't see any. Wow, this Volvic is weird. Ooh, I can't cross right here. Somebody's been walking through here. They stepped on stuff, and now... Hey, is that a golf ball under there? No, I don't think so. And now I can't make it to the picnic table dam. That's okay. I don't need to. And I think I see a golf ball further upstream. I think I see two white ones. All right, so I'm just going to turn around here. Turn around do a little hop, skip, and a jump. I'm going to put this very unusual pink Volvic in my pocket. Wow, it's such a weird ball. Such a weird ball. I'm kind of into it. And going back up. Oh, I'm up. Back on the bank. And I'm going to go upstream a little bit to check to make sure there's not any important exotic golf balls to be missed over here. And where are they? It's very flowery over here. What am I smelling? I don't know, but it sure smells good. I'm looking around, I don't even see any flowers. Something smells good though. Yes. Delicious. Smells like candy. Some kind of exotic candy that I don't get to have. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, why don't you make your own candy? Yeah, I do. And I could. But then I need a bunch of equipment, and I need to be exposed to heat, and blah, 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 back down in the creek. White golf ball. Don't want it. It's a tie list. It's golf ball over here, too. In the water. Golf balls in the water. Two golf balls up here. Nothing that I want, though. Nothing that I need. Okay, so let's scan the opposite bank for any golf balls that might have... Hey, what is up that up there? Why is that looking like a blue golf ball? What is it? Hey, and right at my feet here, there's a pull tab. An actual 1970s vintage beer can pull tab. Sometimes I would pick that up because I do have a few of those. I need to get up on the other bank and see what that is. Because I can't tell from here. Which means we need to go back downstream a ways. Gonna have to step through the water here. No, I might be able to. Yeah, no, we might actually have to do the half inch twist. Yeah, that'll work. And I win. I'm across the water and I'm walking up the steep bank. I slipped a little bit because the mud is slippy and my shoes are wet from walking through the water. All right, making my way up to, where did I see that? I think it's the next tree. There's a star-nosed mole hole. Yeah, I need to go over here a little bit further. Because I was standing down there, right? Where was I? I was there, looking up here. Okay. And yeah, no, not a blue golf ball. But we had to check. The blue bottle label or something. There's a white golf ball up there. White golf ball over there. Lots of golf balls right around here. Unfortunately, not the blue one that I thought it was. That's okay. All right. That was a little bit more effort than I really wanted to expend. But you know, now that we're on this side of the creek bank, let's just double check. Later in the season, we find more golf balls up here. As of right now, not seeing much of anything. What's that smell though? There's another funny little smell. Alright, back down into the creek. Here we are. Creaking it. I'm in the creek. What is that odd smell? I can smell the flowers. There's something else. And now I'm at the picnic table dam, looking under the picnic table dam, making sure there's no golf balls. I don't see any golf balls. Looking up into the golf ball collecting ravine, that little ravine that feeds golf balls down here. I don't see anything up there. All right. That being the case, it's time to start heading back. Keep my eyes in the water. I don't see any more golf balls. Now, where did I walk a minute ago? Where did I step to get across here? Was that right here? Close enough. Oh, yeah, I got a little drip. Got a little drip in my pinky toe where my shoe is broken and torn. That dipped into the water a little bit. So I have a slight feeling of dampness on the smallest toe of my left foot. That's fine. Oh, there's a big spider in there. Hi, dude. He's waiting for his prey. That's cool. All right, and now I make... Yeah, here's another bottle rocket stick. Where are kids getting bottle rockets this early? The trucks are here. The fireworks trucks have distributed everything. Oh, here's another spider. Hey, buddy. What's in that log? Anything fun? I don't see anything in the log. Some kids either drove down to Missouri, which I need to do, or they had some left over from last year. And I approve their choice. These are the same bottle rockets that I like to buy. But I will not be naming those brands because I haven't been compensated. There's no free product placement on the Dubious Goals Committee. If you want the names of products, those companies have to pay through the nose. Okay, so I'm up and out of the creek, and that means, sun's coming out. That means we need to plug in the magic MP3 player, because yeah, that's still a thing, and hit random play for some music as I drive home.
Taxi!
Where to, Gov?
Airport.
Holiday!
No, I need the finest girl in Jamaica. No!
Get in! Sit in the back! I know a shortcut! Hold tight!
Yeah. Splendor.
Uncle Grandfather. Al.
You dumb looking. Oh, God. She has brought a wrong tray of hamburgers.
But what about that path?
Stay true to the past and beware the, well, you know, the guy.
Who?
Brenda.
Beware of who?
Put those on the top shelf until the file is hot.
Who, Uncle Grandfather? Beware of who?
Quaffio.
Who?
Higher.
Quaffio?
You can do it. Now do you understand?
No, I don't.
You see, Gerald Tron. Hamburger should be high.
All right.
Damn. Look at that.
Oh, Belinda. All right, so here I am, back in my house. Got the air conditioning blasting. I've got a big cup full of carbonated cola flavored soft drink beverage. Oh, and it's good. Oh, it's so delicious. All right, so as I drink my delicious beverage, I'm realizing that I get to eat lunch pretty soon. I get to eat lunch in about another 8 minutes. I'm very excited about that. What are you having for lunch today, Tub? You know what I'm having. I'm having my turkey sandwich. Oh, my Texas mesquite smoked honey roasted turkey with baby Swiss cheese on a croissant. Avec le lait chou. Croissant. Croissant. You gotta get nasal. The trick to speaking French is to speak it through your nose. Croissant. Croissant. Anyway, I gotta be careful about speaking French through my nose. Because I injured myself last night. I was bleeding. And the committee is aware that I find myself bleeding quite a bit. And I don't know how or why I'm bleeding. How did I come about to be bleeding? I never know. I'm just finding myself bleeding all the time. That happened to me last night. Suddenly, I was bleeding, and there was bleeding, blood everywhere. But this time, I actually know how it happened. And I know what you're thinking, Tob. No, you don't. Yo, I swear to God, I know exactly what happened this time because I watched myself. I watched myself do it. That's right. I was up in the bathroom shaving last night. And even though I've been shaving for a while now, apparently I forgot how to do it. And I did it wrong. And right under my nose, slice, I really laid myself open. Blood everywhere. Great. So I finished shaving. Blood makes great shaving cream, by the way, in case you're wondering. And I get my face washed off and I'm trying to look at the wound. And I can't because there's so much blood. So I'm looking at, what the hell? God damn it. Nah, 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 nah. So then I start wondering, okay, what am I supposed to do about this? So I dry my face off and shove some paper under my nose to start absorbing blood. And I thought, don't I have some alum somewhere? Yeah, so I came down here into this bathroom over here, the cat bathroom, because I thought, yeah, I still got that alum, don't I? No, and while I'm looking for this little container of alum, you know, from the spice aisle in the grocery store, I'm thinking, oh, yeah, no, I think I threw this away a couple of years ago when I was cleaning the bathroom out. I'm never going to need this anymore. I'm throwing this away. So I was walking around still bleeding profusely from the face. And I thought, wasn't there some upstairs or blah, blah, blah? And then I went back up into the kitchen and I started thinking, yeah, no, wasn't I doing some crystal growing experiments around here somewhere? So I started looking around for the little spice container of alum, and I'm like, no, Tobe, don't look for that. That got thrown away years ago. And then I found one of those little plastic 2-ounce souffle cups that looked like it had some kind of powder residue in the bottom. I'm like, oh yeah, that's right. I had that super saturated solution of alum, and I had it in this container, and it eventually dried up, and I had that disc of alum. Where is it? I was looking around, oh, and I found it. I found this big old chunky disc of alum on the counter. So I took it, I dropped it on the counter, it broke into small pieces. I took some of the small pieces into the bathroom, and I got them wet, and I dissolved them really good. Then I got a Q-tip, and I started dabbing the solution of alum onto my face, and the bleeding stopped. And then, so for the rest of the night, then I had this slight crust of alum right under my nose, which when it dries, looks like a white powder. A white powder that is sort of crystalline and stuck to the bottom of your nose. And I'm glad I didn't have to go out, because I would have forgotten all about that. People would have been looking at me going, yeah, I think we know what this guy has been up to. But that was not the case. So that was my exciting night last night. And this has been an exciting half an hour of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I'm going to get out of here, eat some lunch.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.